This is a journey into sound.
Much as you try to bury it, the truth is out there.
The truth lives right here, Houston.
On this day, I see clearly.
Sports Radio 610 presents Area 45 with Bijani and Creighton.
Hello! Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome into Area 45, Sports Radio 610. I am Sean Bajani. He is Sir Patrick Aloysius Creighton III, and in for Chris Santiago this evening, who has decided to take his fifth Mexicano cruise of the calendar year already. It is one Mitchell Alfred Griffin Millimacki II. He is producing this evening.
Not exactly the full name there, but you know,
that was damn
enough.
Good.
Close enough, yeah. I appreciate all the, you know, all the added names.
You like would own it, you would accept it, and you will do it. Damn it!
I thought you were going to hit him with a junior.
No, you know the proper is the second, the third, the fourth. You know how it goes. We are Area 45. Hit us up, man. 713-572-4610. 572-4610. We got the background porn music working. It's all good. Very well done, Mitch. If you would like to watch the show, you can hit us up on YouTube, Twitch. You can chat with us, talk crap, do all that stuff, have fun that way. Or if you would quite simply like to say F you and go enjoy your Friday evening elsewhere, you can also do that too, but I wouldn't recommend it. You know, turn your radios up, turn your computers up, pour out a beer, and hang out with us. Watch a little Astros baseball. They're about to get going. We'll be talking about that throughout the course of the evening. H-Town postgame show coming up a little bit later on. We had a late one last night, all things considered, PC. With the way that that ball game went, like, who would have thought, like, a 9-2 game, the way that the Astros scored a lot of those runs, really from what? What would you say? Lance McCullers, you know, kind of made that game kind of like a slog for the first couple of innings. But then he and the bullpen did their jobs. And the Astro bats, I mean, it wasn't like slow, methodical offense. I mean, it was like, boom, get on base, pop. Boom, get on base, pop. A couple guys get on base, pop, double, homer, whatever. It was awesome. I'm hoping for a little bit of the same tonight, I would say. A little bit of the same. When's the last time the Astros scored six or more runs in back-to-back games? Has that happened this season?
I'm going to say it's been a minute.
I don't know that it's happened this season. I really don't. Just off the top of my head, one of us should probably pull up the Astros news newsletter or pregame notebook. It's not going to be me because I think I deleted it. I was feeling extra OCD earlier today. Why does that surprise you? I was feeling extra OCD today. Around 10 o'clock in the morning is when my phone starts going ping, 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 ping. Ben Gary sends like three freaking emails at the end of the Payne and Pendergast show.
So you ready?
There we go.
And then it's like spam, 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 spam. And then a whole bunch of salespeople email everybody crap that nobody gives a damn about other than them. So I have to start deleting things.
The last time the Astros scored six or more runs in back-to-back games.
April.
May 10th and 11th against the Cincinnati. They used to be the Nazis.
Red Stockings.
They used to be called the Nazis? Yes.
Red Legs. Weren't they the Red Legs?
Y'all don't know who Marge Schott is.
Marge Schott, yes.
I'm not familiar.
You might
want to
look her up.
Excuse me, sir. Do not say y'all. Okay. Say, shut up, Mitch. You don't know who Marge Schott is?
One more time on the name. Mart Schott.
Marge. Like Large Marge. M-A-R-G-E.
Marge Schott. S-C-H-O-T-T.
Watch your mouth.
They scored 9 runs in a loss and then 6 runs in a win.
Oh, damn. What was the loss? Was that 11-9?
13-9.
Oh, ass.
That was the game that McCullers gave up the 7 runs.
Ah.
One third of it.
La, 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 la. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Not after last night's game. Not after last.
Okay, I found it.
You found it. Why did you make that face?
Well, I mean, I just found it because I didn't really see anything when I searched up her name, so I put controversy afterwards.
You made the face like you threw a rock through like your parents' bedroom window or something.
Because I was having a little trouble finding it. Because I was like, I don't see anything. Is this person even still alive? But
no, she is dead meat. Has been for about 3 decades now.
The other example of the Astros scoring 6 runs in back-to-back games, they actually scored 6 runs or more in 3 consecutive games. April 27th to April 29th, a 7-3 win over the Kansas City Court Jesters, followed by back-to-back wins over the Detroit Meows, 8-5 and 6-4.
I don't even remember that. Like, I guess that's when times were kind of good, when they were winning 5-7, 8-12, maybe?
No, this was...
Oh, you said April, didn't you?
Yeah, so this actually, in April, they actually were on a little bit of a streak here, because if you go back to April 18th,
mm-hmm.
Win 2, lose 1, win 3, lose 2, win 3.
Astros.
Yes. But then they followed that up with a lose 2, win 1, lose 3, win 2, loss, win, loss.
Before we get really down to the nitty gritty and talk a little Astros, you know, I don't typically like to do this. I haven't heard from this guy in forever. Coach T from the 713. We don't do shout outs, man. Like, we're not like FM DJs. But they're cool. And they make a lot more money than we do.
Spinning the stacks of wax at the House of Wax, WAXX. How we do today, everybody?
Coach T goes, "Hey, fellas, it's my son's 13th birthday. We're headed home. Can y'all give him a shout out? His name is Austin." Austin! Happy birthday, big dog.
Happy birthday.
Teenager.
Have a good one.
Hey, Coach T, your boy's a teenager. It's all uphill from here. To hell with downhill. It's all uphill from here, man.
Happy birthday, Austin. Don't get drunk.
Don't do drugs. They were talking about Dare on
Stay
the drive yesterday.
Off the weed.
Yes, one.
If you would have, you could have held a gun to my head. And I don't know that I could have told you what the acronym DARE stood for. But now that I've heard that song that they played on the show like 5 times already, I still don't know if I could get it. I don't know. I'm not even going to try it. Drugs, attitude, education, respect. Oh, wait. No, I got education wrong. Was it drugs, attitude, respect, and education? I think that's it. Do that, Austin. All of those things. DARE. Happy birthday.
It actually stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education.
No, not in the song. R meant respect. E was, I think, education. And then A was definitely attitude. I am 100,000% sure on the A.
I don't know the song.
I never heard the song either. Whenever did you do the DARE program when you were a kid? Did that exist, or they didn't care about children?
It didn't
then?
Exist yet. Okay. It did not exist yet.
So when they started caring about children and what they do and don't do, I was in 5th grade, and I think everybody that's had to do the DARE program in school did it in 5th grade. We had like the black shirts with the red letters DARE, right? The DARE t-shirts. And our song, and I thought the DARE song in general, I went to private Catholic school.
Let me put
it
this way, right?
Lean on me. When you're not strong.
When you
that
were
was
in,
a song.
Yes, actually, that's an old Benny King
song. Go on and finish the rest of the song.
When you were in 5th grade.
I got to think about it.
I think I was in my junior year of college.
When what happened?
When you were in 5th grade.
You were a junior in college.
I was probably a junior in college.
Old ass.
It's not my fault. You're basically walking sperm.
I wish a 42-year-old could actually be that. That's some old-ass sperm, bro.
Do some more singing.
All right, let's see. How's it go? Lean on me when you're not strong. Boom, 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 boom. What's the next line? Boom, 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 boom. Your beat threw me off. Boom, 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 lean boom, on boom, me when you're boom, not strong. Boom, boom, boom. I'll be your friend boom, 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 boom. And help you carry on something. There's that. Somebody's texted me, says, stop singing.
But on the Twitch chat, they want more singing.
Yeah. I need to pull up the lyrics. How about that?
We also have on the text line, I was older.
I was older.
Older than what?
Oh,
were you older than Lopez?
Is Lopez the oldest dude here?
Yes. Lopez is carbon dateable.
Well, yeah, who else would be? Nobody. Like Pendergast, but Pendergast looks really good for however the hell old he is.
Sean's anti-drug singing makes me want to go find some.
Don't!
Meanwhile, on the Twitch, more Bajani singing! Let's go!
Man, you don't want that in your life. You don't want that in your life. What was I trying to sing a few weeks back whenever we were trying to search for like walk-up songs for some of the callers that we
had? No idea.
It was,
By the way, bad job by our normal producer who has not pulled the walk-up songs that I have requested. Bad job.
He has Southside. He has Southside for Southside Al.
They didn't play yesterday.
He didn't, yeah. I mean, it's tough, but... I mean, every night or every other night, you know Southside's going to call. So I have it on the ready. I agree. Bad job by Chris.
Bad job.
Tony, what did you say his song was going to be? Do you remember?
For
Tony!
Yeah, I do. What was it? I think it was For Those About to Rock.
Why is it? Yeah, you're probably right. Whatever it was, it didn't necessarily make a whole lot of sense to me, but it doesn't matter as long as it makes sense to you and makes sense for him. That's fine. And then Chuck, our baseball expert that gives us a shout out every once in a while, former pro ball player. I told you, like, whoever sings that song, is the band called The Outfield that sings that song? Like, put me in, coach.
No, that's John Fogerty.
John Fogerty, yeah. I think we had the same... back and forth the other day. I don't know. There's a band called The Outfield, yes, or a song called The Outfield.
There's a band called The Outfield.
How does the song go from the band called The Outfield?
The Outfield is the song called Your Love, which is basically about his girlfriend's out of town. She's trying to shack up with her kid sister.
How does it go?
I don't sing.
No, just tell me the words and I'll sing it.
I don't sing. So here's what you can do. You can say, hey, Mitch, pull up Your Love by The Outfield.
Your Love.
And give Bajani a sample of it. This way he can. Tony was thunderstruck.
Do we want the instrumental or do we want the
No, the
song?
Actual song. He doesn't know the words if it's an instrumental.
I've okay. Googled the lyrics. It's
God help us.
Who's the lead singer? Tony Lewis?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Some fruity looking 80s.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over.
Who is it by?
Forget it.
The Outfield, bro. Okay.
Dude, we literally told you four times.
God bless America.
Is your attention span right? That poor?
Yes.
Don't answer that question.
Ocho, you were so full of crap. He was good last night. What's wrong with you? I'd rather hear SB sing than watch McCullers pitch. Ocho, you're an ass.
Well, at least you know what you're going to get when you sing.
Ass. Yeah, that wasn't good. Here we go.
Thank you for taking 16 minutes to get this song.
So many things I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older.
Sean likes cougars.
I just lose your love tonight.
Treat you like a hoe.
And I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Because I don't want to use my right hand.
That was pretty good. Did you like the little...
That is a...
transition
so,
there.
So the best part about that song is my mom used to love that song.
That's the lyric in the song?
No, my mom used to love that song. And it was probably like the year before I moved to Texas. And I was out with my mom while we were doing something for a big party coming up. And that song comes on. She says, oh, turn this song up. I like this song. I said, Mom, you know what this song is about?
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
And she looked at me, she was like, what do you mean? I said, have you ever listened to the lyrics? His girlfriend has gone away and he's trying to, like, hook up with this young chick. Oh, my God! And, like, yeah, now every time the song comes on, she turns it off.
Oh, that's great.
I ruined the song for her.
But, you know, like, how many... I would say 90% of people like just appreciate the way the song, a song sounds and a beat, and you don't listen to the words.
Correct.
No, that's that old. It's the old Chris Rock skit, right? Where Chris Rock has this old skit where you know, the girl is dancing in the club, and the song, the lyrics are, you know, D in the I, and she's just going D in the I, D in the I, D in the I. He's like, you, like, why would you sing this? She's, he ain't talking about me. D in the I, D in the I.
Is that an SNL skit or something?
It's an old Chris Rock. It's just so funny.
That is pretty good. Oh my goodness. Yeah. No, I don't
back
know
back when he did funny stuff.
I don't know if I'll get that image out of you, out of my mind of you doing that. Give it to me one more time.
D in the I, D in the I, D in the I.
There you go.
It's like, you know, when he did the, you know, ways not to get your ass beat by the police. Don't break the law.
Oh, my God. All right. Can you tell it's a Friday show?
Keep your mouth shut. Never bring an angry woman with you.
I'm going to look this up. What is it called? Chris Rock in D in the I skit. It'll probably pull up. Oh, Lord Almighty. All right. Coming up next, I have no freaking clue. Area 45, stay there.
Sports Radio 610 presents Area 45 with Bijani and Creighton.
All right, there's one thing I absolutely promise for the rest of the night, the next 3 hours and 34 minutes. I will not sing anymore. That is a fact. 713-5-724-610-5-724-610. I will not dance, I will not sing, and will not entertain you in any sort of variety other than the sound of my normal talking voice. Yes, I will talk like I normally do. Okay? Going to be normal. You ready for this?
Are you going to walk?
No, I will sit. And I will talk. And I will every once in a while make funny faces into the YouTube camera like I do on a nightly basis. All right, so there's that. Hit us up if you want to be involved in the show on a Friday night, 713-572-4610. Ryan Gusto, by the way, on the mound tonight for the Stros opposite. I'll give you $5 if you remember who the Seattle Mariners pitcher is. Loser.
Don't know who the Seattle Mariners pitcher is yet because I haven't looked the game up yet.
Emerson Hancock. He has like a 7 ERA. He sucks. Hopefully the Astros can... confirm that situation this evening and do their job. Ryan Gusto, we need you to go like 8 innings and save the bullpen.
There was also I don't give a damn who the coffee sipper pitcher is.
Yeah, I figured that was coming. I thought that was going to come first from you. All right, without further ado, let's get out to the phone lines. Who's up first this evening? None other than Tony!
Yo!
There he is.
Tony!
I failed the yo the last time.
You did fail to yo.
It's all good. You were at Maestro's the other night. We understand. It's very uncouth to yell at the table.
Not the other night. I mean, you were not yoing. A while ago. His memory is just, you know, like you said, Patrick, it's out there. But
it's FUBAR is what
now,
it is.
I mean, we enjoyed a wonderful lunch together today. Yeah, and not to rat out Patrick Creighton to his lovely wife, but it was awesome Mexican food.
Don't worry, she doesn't listen.
She listens to you enough at home.
She don't listen then either.
Oh, God. We had a good time today and a lot of good things. And I just wanted to mention, whoever's out there that didn't sponsor or hasn't gotten a spot or whatever like that, it is... The response is amazing from the show, and the involvement and what you learn through Patrick and Odyssey and Sean, and you know how the company works and how they generate content and everything. It really helps you to do nothing because they help you do it. We shot some videos in my store today that you guys will see on there. Twitters and Instagrams, etc., about my warranties and the kiosk that we use in the store. So it was just a really good lunch day. So it works if you're thinking about it. I can tell you firsthand it works, and it generates a lot of business for you. So I really appreciate that.
Attaboy. No, we appreciate you, Tony. Thank you, man.
Yeah. So, and by the way, you know, you can't be in a group or whatever it is and not your own theme song, and then you can't sing it. You upset Ocho, you know, who's solid, you know, and then he's, you know, McCullough's, that was amazing yesterday. I never thought we'd see that from him again. So let's hope that keeps going. But, you know, as far as you got to know the words and everything. So, and maybe this will help, you know, soothe Ocho a little bit. But, you know, anyway, basically it goes like this, Sean, just so you know.
Uh-oh.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long that I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a friend.
We all need somebody to lean on.
You just might
have a problem
that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me.
Dare
when you're not strong.
To keep kids.
That's how it goes.
Off drugs.
So, you know, that's as good as my banjo.
Otherwise, I mean, you know, otherwise you'll hear the actual Cops song.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's how it goes, brother. So
go ahead.
You
can you sing the Cops song? Do you know the Cops song?
No, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm pulling a Patrick on that one. And if I know
I
it, I'll wail
know.
It.
Hey, that was really
good. No?
That was exactly. Really good, actually. We need to pull that audio and play it on the regular. Sure, people
yeah,
will enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was actually fun. But, yeah, you could tell I'm absolutely embarrassed about nothing. So,
dude,
C-Sex anyway,
is going to hear the audio on that, and he's literally going to soil himself.
Yeah, Chris is going to destroy me with that audio when he stops cruising. The lazy cruiser. We like that, though. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
man.
Anyway, love you guys. Thanks for the time, and thanks for everything, and had a lot of fun today, Patrick. And, Sean, you need to get out more and come see us, all right?
I know. I hopefully will see you, and if not the next time, then the time after that. How about that?
You got it.
Thanks,
have a great day, guys.
Tony, have a great weekend, man. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
They have this computer program kiosk
mm-hmm.
that you can take a picture of whatever room in your house that you want.
Yeah.
And scan it. And then, like, select whatever kind of flooring you want. Scan it. And it shows you what your room would look like with the new floor.
Yeah.
Right there on the screen.
Yeah, that's so badass.
Then it lets you, like, if you say, hey, you know what? I got a light color. Now let me take a look at a dark color. And you just hit change color, put in the darker color, and it shows you that. And then you can hit compare, and it shows you them both side by side.
Mm.
Dude, the thing is awesome.
And then you can see what your ass living room looks like as is without a new badass floor,
and
I'm sure, as well.
They come with what they call the beautiful guarantee. So you could have up to 120 days where you don't have to have a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, you know what? I don't like this. And they will take it up. Let you pick something else and install that for free.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know how many times I bet that actually happens?
It's happened a few times because
yeah.
Tony told me about it.
Yeah.
I asked that same question. I'm like, has anybody ever actually like bought like the this like top line flooring and then said, hey, you know what? I decided I don't like this one. I want the other one.
Yeah.
And you guys go and they go in and they take it all up. And they come back with the one that he chose, and get the new one that he chose, and they install the whole thing for free. They give the whole everything is free. It's part of that beautiful guarantee. So if you don't like the one that you choose and you pick out a new one, they give it to you for free.
But I'll bet their batting average is like pretty elite, though.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
That's why you've
most
got
people
the kiosk.
Most
so you don't have
want,
to do that.
Yeah, most people know what they want or they get it right the first time.
Yeah.
But if for whatever reason you don't get it right the first time, you get a free mulligan.
That's the kiosk is like the friend of the husband. You know, or the significant other that lives with a woman that's difficult to please, you know?
So hey, there are women listeners to this show. Can we not besmirch them?
No, they're like, hey, you know what? Bajani's right.
By saying that they're unable to make decisions about anything.
Don't be the guy that thinks you can go into a flooring store and pick out the flooring that's going to match the cabinetry, the paint color, the furniture. No, do what Tony said. Use the kiosk. Take a picture. It's all you have to do. Stop scrolling TikTok and Instagram for TNA for 1 second and just take a picture, put it in the kiosk, make an informed decision, and then you'll get it installed and the woman will not say, Patrick, Sean, Tony, this is ass. What's, get this out of my house.
What sport is TNA?
That would be...
Is that pro wrestling?
It would be tennis and...
aerobics?
Yes, absolutely.
And aerobics?
I have no idea. All right, it's Friday.
Do you remember in the 80s and in the early 90s when ESPN used to have the aerobics shows on in the morning?
No, I don't.
Oh, it was used to get
Was it
like,
women in spandex?
Yes, actually, it was Denise Austin in a lot of spandex.
Ooh. I know the name, but I need to familiarize myself.
Which is all better than getting fit with Galad.
Is that the PBS sit and get fit?
No.
The lady stretching in the chair and working, doing finger workouts?
Galad was, I don't know, some like Eastern European, very large, hairy dude.
Oh. Yeah. So. Totally not the same one.
Yeah.
Definitely was not on PBS. You know the show I'm talking about, though, like Sit and Be Fit?
No.
It was with the old lady. She always wore like the sweatband, and she was in athletic clothing, and she had like the pantyhose on.
Richard Simmons.
No, not Richard Simmons. Okay. No. He was a very hairy individual with a Jerry curl. This
like
woman,
a woman, though.
Did, yeah, yes. They actually did share some similarities in looks, but no, it was Sit and Be Fit, and they would do like towel workouts and lift your leg up. Pretend you're going to sit up and then sit back down. Take a deep breath in case you've exhausted yourself. This is for like the 90 and up crowd.
Is this because you weren't allowed to have cable TV? You had to watch weird things on
PBS?
We
had 10 channels. Okay.
Did you have the...
For like the first 20 years.
Did you have
life.
The actual antenna on top of the house?
We did. And I actually drove by the old house today and I couldn't see because it's in the very back, but it's probably still up there.
Have you looked to what the price on the old house is?
I have, and I'm very depressed at what I sold it for. Did that 5 years ago, and did it a couple of years ago, and I do not want to do it again because I know it's just going up.
I'm just thinking maybe you just buy the house again.
I would like to, but there's a reason why we moved out of said house, and that's because of the hood, and it's not very good. It's going down. Going down. But I had to go by the old house today. Funny you brought that up. All right, coming up next, maybe we talk sports, maybe we don't. We'll see. We'll get you caught up on the Astros.
We promise Tony won't call back and sing more.
And I guarantee you I will not sing any more this evening.
You already said that once.
I'm just letting people
maybe
know.
Maybe we should make Mitch sing.
Maybe, but I doubt we can get anything out of him. I guarantee
Mitch, what can you sing?
He knows no songs by
what
heart.
Song can you sing?
Yeah, I mean, whatever song, really, as long as...
Well, you have to
it.
Know the song. That's why I'm asking, like, what song could you sing? If you had, you know, karaoke, gun to your head, sing or die, what song would you pick?
Ooh. Maybe Hit Me Baby One More Time. I don't know.
All right, really, we're out. All right,
when we come
Astros
back, I got to hear that.
God bless America.
I need to hear Mitch
no!
sing Britney Spears.
All right. Hopefully the parties involved forgot what was actually teased for whatever reason. So in the meantime, we'll move on. 713-572-4610.
Hold on. Mitch has to sing Britney Spears.
Damn it. Somebody texted. He go, Britney Spears? I wouldn't. Did Mitch do his job over the break? We have no idea. Did you? Did you pull up any instrumental?
Oh, you wanted the instrumental. I was just going to freeball it.
Yeah. Oh. All right. That's not exactly the phrase we'd be looking for, but.
Okay.
Freestyle it, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, freestyle, I guess.
Acapella
would be...
it. All right.
Do I need to bleep that or no?
No.
Okay. It's too late.
All right. Let's go. Get your singing.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. Now you're.
How much do you need?
I want to know why he knows the words this
how
song.
How you want it to be.
Look at the arms.
Tell me, baby. Because I need to know now. Oh, because my loneliness is killing me.
Boom, boom, boom.
I must confess, I still believe.
Boom,
still
boom, believe. Boom, boom.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Now the question is, will Mitch ever come back to work again?
He will willingly. Will he be allowed to?
Probably not.
We'll see.
We may have had some people tune out for that one.
Hey, tuning out's one thing.
I want to know how you know the words to that song.
Yeah, you're singing with your eyes closed, bro.
You were like in your zone there.
Well, because I knew some of it, but I also had the song pulled up on my phone, so when I forgot, I would kind of just look down at the lyrics. But I remembered some of it, so I was just flowing.
Are you a Britney Spears fan?
No, but this isn't the first time I've done like the karaoke for that.
Why do you choose that song?
I don't really know because I was trying to do like cringy music and then I just did it. And yeah, I just went up there and did it and no one was paying attention. And I forgot some of the words and yeah, I was really off tune. So then, yeah, I think I stopped like mid-song for it as well.
But you went up there thinking you were just going to knock everybody's socks off.
You know, I thought I sung a lot better than I really do.
Yeah, I think we all think that because we have the radio in the car to drown us out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ocho did not give you positive reviews.
That was horrible.
Just going to put that. He didn't give positive
reviews. Was the singing that bad? Let's give it a scale of 1 to 10. Would you press the buzzer if you were on American Idol or whatever it was?
I would have hit the gong. Yes.
Okay.
Does the buzzer mean people want to kill you?
No, that means you like the singing.
Okay, yeah. Then we would not press the buzzer.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Oh, the buzzer doesn't like get you excommunicated?
Or was it? I'm thinking of The Voice. The Voice is where you press the buzzer and you turn around, right?
I don't know. I've seen these videos, but I've never like willingly watched the show like from start to finish. You know, you see the funny moments and the really good moments on social media. That's what I've seen of those.
Oh, no. Pull the plug, Zach.
Yeah. The delayed responses that are going to be coming in, it's going to be fantastic.
Poor Mitch.
I love it.
Did not get it. You are getting voted off the island.
Fair.
If he gets voted off tonight, we're screwed. We're just going to have a very short
show. At 11:01.
Yeah, get voted off at 11:01 because I, sir, cannot run a board. I don't know that too many people would really be disappointed by that situation.
So it's Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing anything this weekend? Is there any kind of special stuff, going on the grill in the Bajani household? You're going out, is there a special dinner going out in the Bajani household? Or?
I haven't decided if I want to grill or if I want to go out to dinner.
You taking the boy golfing this weekend?
Probably not because the golf course, well, maybe. I mean, it's a possibility, but the golf course that we like to go to is probably going to be jam-packed. We go to River Terrace in Channelview.
Don't know where that is.
You shouldn't. I mean, it's nothing. It's a cow pasture that people hit, you know, little white balls on. We might go to Red Wolf Run up in Huffman because nobody goes there. But I don't know if I'm going to throw a good steak on the grill or, you know, want to go get some crawfish because, you know, time's running out for that. But one thing's a constant, I would say, on Sunday. It's the first weekend that I've had off all baseball season. U of H has wrapped up their regular season play. They got bounced out of the conference tournament. So their year is done. So I don't have any responsibilities on the weekend anymore. I'm watching the Indy 500 on Sunday. One thing I watch, like the Kentucky Derby, you know, stuff like that. Every year, that's happening. Beer, wine, food, something, chill. So that for sure is happening.
So I'm looking at houses tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready to move.
Nice. Yeah.
We're looking for a new home. So I'm looking at houses tomorrow. And I think I'm going to take the fam to Pop Stroke and play some putt-putt.
Where is Pop Stroke?
Pop Stroke is almost next to Home Run Dugout.
All right. I knew it. It's Home Run Dugout, Pop Stroke, and then the Andretti Indoor Racing.
Andretti Karting, yeah.
Yeah. we've been looking at the Pop Stroke. When we go out to Home Run Dugout, we've been looking at it, and that place looks awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
So you've already been?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We need to do that.
They've got three bars, and they're all raised. And there's one that's like a rooftop bar that lets you see it.
Really? Yeah. So have you been inside the Andretti Racing complex?
Mm-hmm.
What is that like? Is that like a
it's a giant,
like a super track just indoors kind of
a
thing?
So it's a super track indoors, and then there's a whole bunch of restaurants and bar stands inside the place.
Like, so you can get different kind of food from inside.
And a ton of booze.
Wow. So it's like a mall food court.
Yeah, almost.
A racetrack, and they have bars.
And they got bars.
Man. Now is the track really, is it really good?
Yeah, track's good. And the cars go pretty quick.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have to wear a helmet to drive the car? Because if you have to wear a helmet to drive the car, that means it's really legit.
I don't remember because it's been a while since I've been there. The last time we went, my daughter was... we went when it first opened. So like five years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And my kids were smaller and my daughter kept crashing because she was like 11. And because she was short, she got the seatbelt like cut right across her neck.
Oh,
she
had this
big cut going across her neck. So I wound up getting like, oh, here, you know what? Like they comped all our stuff. They gave us all this free food. Then they gave us like more tickets to come back another day. And I let my son and his friends use it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, my issue right now, obviously, is seeing that I need back surgery. I can't really get in and out of the cart really well because they're so low on the ground. It's just not comfortable. But I have driven the carts and they're fun. They go fast.
All right. Well, that's good enough for me. Like go-kart places are not as scarce as like batting cage places. Like there is legit one batting cage place that exists in this city and surrounding area that I know of. And it's the one that I grew up going to, which is in Alameda. And I said Super Track because that was actually the name of a go-kart place off 45 South, pretty close to the batting cages on Alameda Genoa by passing Alameda Mall. And now, you know, you have like D-bats everywhere and they're so high overpriced, like it's ridiculous. But like the go-kart places, the Andretti one and one off 59, and maybe if they still have like that Indy kind of a car thing on Bay Area or NASA Road 1, those are the only three that I've ever really seen beyond like Super Track back in the day.
Is there a K1 speed out here somewhere?
What is that?
Indoor karting.
Like I said, if there is, I don't know about it.
Because there's one up by UT Dallas.
Okay.
And I've seen them before. I just can't remember where I saw it.
K1 speed?
Yeah, I just don't remember if it was here.
I'll tell you what. You know, somewhere else. AJ Foyt is missing the boat. If AJ Foyt, like Andretti's made this indoor racing thing, if AJ Foyt got behind one, I think it would be big. Like, my kid has a go-kart. My in-laws bought my boy a like battery powered red Indy car, Hot Wheels car for Christmas.
So this they past year, Power Wheels.
Yeah, powers. Yeah, well, I said Hot Wheels.
Power Wheels.
It was a Power Wheels. It goes like 8-9 miles per hour, but it drifts. So you can like press this little button, and when you turn sharply, it'll drift. So he can like do donuts in the street and stuff. He loves that thing. It goes 8 miles per hour. If I can put him in a go-kart, like indoor, outdoor, doesn't matter, wherever, he'd love that thing.
Yeah, I want to say the ones at Andretti go like 30, 35 miles an hour.
Good Lord. Okay, he couldn't drive that. He could ride with me,
you
probably.
You got to like be able to drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean on the text line said, the best go-kart places in Conroe, the carts go like 50 miles an hour. He said, or Speed Sports in New Caney.
Oh.
Somebody said there's a K1 speed on 290 at West Road. I knew there was one in the
Okay. area. Speed Sports in New Caney. That's
and
not
Andretti
too far.
And Andretti does
me.
Require a helmet.
Well, yeah, if it goes 30 miles per hour. Dude, I mean, that's legit. And what the hell is this one in Conroe that goes 50? Like, they just don't care.
That's got to be an outdoor track. That's got to be an outdoor track.
That sounds like something you have to have a driver's license for or something. We're going to go see the races. All this reminds me that we're going to go see the races. Houston Motorsports Speedway off the Beltway. And I think East Lake Houston Parkway. I think that's the name of the road. It's over there. People that know and like racing and enjoy that stuff know exactly where it's at. Houston Motor Speedway on tomorrow, Saturday, we're going to go. I think racing starts at 7. And they have like, what do they call it? Like the modified cars, like these, the old, they have like the old timey looking cars. Dude, you could take your car. You could say, hey, I want to race Bajani tomorrow. You and I could go race. I could be in my truck and you could be in your SUV and we could race. Like they have pieces of junk, you know, for like, they can race like, I don't know, 5 to 8
money
laps or something.
To see y'all race.
There is
I would too if I had a hoopty that I wouldn't mind.
There's a place up 45. I'm trying to remember the name of it. There's a place up 45 that has old classic cars.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can take out on their track.
Where did you say it was?
It's up the 45.
I thought it was, maybe there's that one. I thought there was one off of like 288 South, like where you can get in and you can drive a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a Corvette, whatever. They have like all these foreign super fast cars. It costs a lot of money, like maybe anywhere from $400 to like $1,200, depending on the car you want to drive. But you can do, I want to say like, some iteration of like maybe 5 to 10 laps around an actual racetrack that they have.
Dude, if they let me get in like a Lambo and they give me 10 laps, I'm going to hit 200 miles an hour.
Well, you can. You can do that. I don't know if they'll let you hit 200 miles per hour. I don't know if they have like a regulator on it or something like that, but you could do it. All right. 8 o'clock hour coming up next.
For those of you who did not know, Isak Paredes. Two run bomb.
Man, there you go. I was going to tease it, but since you let the cat out of the bag already, that's baller, man. Stroh's lead 2-1. Ryan Gusto had given up a dinger to Luis Tavares earlier in the ball game, but the Stroh's take the lead back. And Jose Altuve, I guess that dude's back too. Just got on first base with a base knock. Bottom 3-2 outs with one man on. That is Jose Altuve. We'll get you caught up on some Astro ball. We need to get to some news, actually, because there is Astro news today. We'll do it next.